Hi everyone, I'm Heather Markell. Welcome to another episode of The Inspired Nomads. What happens when you leave stability to go travel the world? We're gonna find out lots of fun answers to that question today with my very special guest, and who's German, so I'm gonna practice my little German here, but Lily Mixi. Hope I said that right. So Lily, where are you? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, hi everybody. So my name is Lily, and you don't have to bother with my surname, it's much too complicated. I'm 62 years old, and I'm traveling on my own in my 30-year-old Land Cruiser, and I'm traveling through Eastern and Southern Africa. And at the moment, I'm in a tiny little kingdom. It's called Eswatini, or Swaziland, as it was former called. So I'm in the Southern Hemisphere and Southern Africa in Eswatini.
Wow, how cool. I'm coming to you today from Uruguay, from a little town called Colonia del Sacramento. So I'm in the lobby of my hotel, so if we hear some random background noise, sorry about that. But how fun that we're actually both in the Southern Hemisphere, except I actually met a woman from Namibia in my hotel yesterday, who told me that it's not as cold. We're both in the Southern Hemisphere, but you're wearing a t-shirt and I am freezing. So I guess it's a little warmer where you are than where I am.
It is, because it's afternoon now and the day just hit. But in the right. And I'm on a campsite, so I'm out in the open. And yeah, it's getting colder now because the sun will set soon. So the day will be soon.
I'm jealous, very jealous. So Lily, can you tell us what is the stability, like the stable income, stable life that you left? And when did you leave that?
Good question, Heather. I really cannot say that I left. Sure, I left a stable income or a stable life, but in my case, it was more of a development. As a German, we normally, or in my age, we had a profound education. And I'm a pharmaceutical assistant, and I started in this career. But I always was like very interested in traveling, and I started like small. I always was a car traveler, so I needed a little nutshell around me. And I started, because from Europe there are only two directions which where you can go. You can go east to India, or you can go south to Africa. And I started actually with Northern Africa way. So to travel there, to drive there, you need a bit of time. So I started actually with holidays, first with 4 weeks, then I tried to put 2 years holidays together, 6 weeks, 2 months. And I actually, that was the start that I, for my profession, if it didn't work out, if I couldn't take a long holiday, if I were unpaid leave or something like this, I just quit the job and started a new one after I came back. And my, like a personal development, because you go somewhere and then you want to explore more and explore more, and it, you need more time. And so yes. I started. And then stable income. I had a stable income as a pharmaceutical assistant, what was a big change for me was 27. Actually, I decided to go back full time to school and do complete my high school degree. And there, from one day after the other, from the one day to the next, I had no income anymore. And I was just trying to do some jobs, like on the weekend and maybe on some afternoon during the week, that I can sustain myself. And over these 3 years, when I went to school, I actually went backpacking in the holidays. And I don't like backpacking, so that's how I found out that I don't like backpacking. So yeah. I was a lot in Asia, but I didn't like it. And during that time, I really learned, you don't need that. And that's how I learned actually also to, and in Asia, I met a lot of people who did a lot of long-term traveling. So I met people, how long are you on the road? 6 months, great. I also would like to be 6 months on the road. And then I met some people, we are 7 years on the road. Wow, 7 years on the road. So this was my a dream. I wanted to be away, open end. And I was in a relationship at that moment or in that time. And after we had a difficult time, and we both together then decided actually to change our life completely. And he wanted to pursue a career. I was ready. I had my high school degree and I could have gone to university. So both of us decided, okay, no, let's go for a journey open end. And we just scratched together all the money we had and we went on a journey open end. And we've been then on the road for 3 years.
Yeah.
And that was the start into my individual lifestyle and my individual fan life.
So you kind of, when you first started, were you doing the pharmaceutical assistant work while you traveled or just traveling?
No. I gave up everything, a job and flat and everything. We sold everything. And then I didn't work as a pharmaceutical assistant.
I came back in your 30s, you started working again. And then when did you leave again to start traveling full time?
Yeah, then I... our relationship, it did not work despite of that thing what we did together, that long journey. So we separated actually, and then I met my second husband. He's just started a little company, and we had that little company together for 8 years, and we were actually very, very successful. We earned a lot of money, or we made a lot of money. But also we had a change after 8 years. We had to decide what we want. And a good friend actually in the company. Why are you working? Why are you doing what you're doing? Are you working to live and earn a lot of money? Or are you working to have a lot of money and go traveling? And the decision was then, no, let's take all the money we saved. And we had to close the company. We couldn't sell it. Let's close the company and just go traveling. And then with my second husband, that was then the start, 2001, actually, when I gave up my career as a pharmaceutical assistant. And then we started full-time traveling. And we've been together 10 years on the road. Yeah. Wow. And then... relationship was finished, and then I started, and then I was on the point, okay, what am I, then I was 55, what am I going to do now with my life, with my partner, with not so much money, and I just thought, okay, I don't want to go back to the pharmaceutical work, I don't, the imagination to open a pharmacy 8 o'clock in the morning and close it at 6 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah,
you can shoot me. Yeah, going back into when you've been 10 years on the road, going back into a normal work life, and then I just decided, I go on, I try it, and funny enough, it works, and it works even if I'm not having that much money, if I'm going on budget. It somehow works. I've got a little bit of savings. I invested it good. And I just, when I started with 55 and I thought, okay, let me see. My money is maybe good for 5 years. Look at now, I'm 55. When my money is finished, then I'm maybe 60. Okay. It's bad to start a new career or something with 55. But it's equally bad to do the same thing with 60. Okay. With 60, I said to me, okay, my money will maybe last still another 5 years. Okay, but then I'm 65. Okay, yeah, but same thing. If you have to start working with 65 because you don't have money, yeah, so it's the same situation. It's always the same problem. You're older, it's not easy to work. And I'm still in the same situation. Now I'm 62 and I still say my money lasts for the next 5 years.
So
and I'm not getting a pension, or not a lot, very little.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, once you're in this kind of life, you just, I just continue it. I just go on. That's it. And I see what comes.
So this is really interesting because it seems like your trajectory was sort of trying out the travel life, you know, earlier on in your life, then going back into university and working, and then sort of realizing that you wanted more to your life and leaving with your partner to go and travel, coming back again, getting, you know, getting married again, and then going out into the world. I love this. Kind of what you're saying, that a lot of people won't go even in their 40s because they think even in their 40s, they're getting close to that 50 mark. What I'm loving is that you keep on, the way you keep saying, whether I try to get a job, if I bother to do that now or in 5 years from now or 10 years from now, it's the same problem, which to me almost is like you're saying, it's not really a problem. I'm doing what I want to do. And more impressively, you are taking that money and making it last somehow, right? A really long time. Do you have any, I know that it sounds like you're investing wisely. I know that there's many people out there, including myself when I first considered doing this life, that think you have to be wealthy or that your money will only last so long. And like you, I'm finding that my money actually is lasting a lot longer than I expected. So I wonder if you could talk about why you think your money might be lasting longer than you originally planned and what kinds of things you're doing to save money, make your money go further. Any advice to the listening audience?
Worked in between. I worked quite a few times in Tanzania, in Eastern Africa, as a lodge manager.
Great.
And I can also tell you, somehow, always possibilities are coming up. This is something which you experience it only when you're on the road or when you quit your life. The possibilities are popping up here and there, and there somewhere possibilities are popping up. And it was like me. And how I do it, that my money lasts, I cannot. It is more a belief. Now I must go into a funny thing. My mother, she gave me actually a lot of kind of, sentences which she believed. Like, she gave me good advice and she gave me bad advice. Okay, one of her good advice, she was a hobby astrologist, and one of her statements was, you are that and that star sign, and you have a big part from Mars, from that warrior star. And together with that star sign, what you are, it means you will always have money. And I just believe in it. Yeah, because it's what my mother always. It's stupid to say, but it's also funny. That it is in a way true. And I also, my way of I'm traveling on a budget. I'm not having a budget, but I'm traveling budget wise. So I look that I get cheap accommodation, that I maybe stay a long time and up on a place and don't need so much for fuel. And I cook myself. I try that I buy veggies from a farm and or from the farms or from the people on the street where it's cheap from the local people and so on.
There's something great about what you said, because I'm having the same experience, right? When you travel, you keep finding these weird and random opportunities to make money that you probably would never have thought of or been looking for if you weren't traveling. So like if you were doing, I think you said property management,
Lodge management. I manage in Africa, the hotels are called lodges. Lodges or camps. I manage like a hotel, which is called a lodge or a camp. Yeah, different.
How did you find that opportunity?
I was still with my second partner. He got a job in Australia for 2 months, a very, very well-paid job. So he flew to Australia, but we were in Africa. And I met, we had friends in Africa, and they just started with a little lodge, with a little hotel. And we visited them, and then the owner, the lady from the lodge, she asked me, "Oh, what are you going to do when your partner is in Australia? What are you going to do for this 2 or 3 months while she is away?" And I said, "Okay, I don't have a problem doing anything. I'll come and visit you. I visit other people. I have to go out to Kenya because I need a new visa and so on. I don't think I'll have a problem." And then she asked me, "Well, why don't you stay here and help us?" And that was it. That out. And then I came back several times. They even flew me in from different countries to have me there, because now I had like the experience. I knew the business from the beginning, and I must also say I'm not doing it anymore since about 2 years, because it's gotten very difficult with work permits, with visa issues. It's gotten very difficult. But I'm sure I could if I would commit for a longer time. But I don't want to commit longer time. I always came like for 3 months or 6 months. And in 6 months time, I earned that much money that I could live the whole year from the money. Yeah, I didn't need to go back to my savings.
Yeah.
But I don't want to commit. You have to commit, or I would have to commit then for 2 years, which I don't want. You know, when you are getting older, life is short. You must live, I think.
Yeah, no, but I love what you're saying, because for those of you listening, you know, what you're hearing and you've heard from some of the other interviews is that, you know, if you've left some stable job, whether that be corporate or something else, and you're afraid of maybe not being able to go back to it when you're done traveling, the fact is that actually through the traveling, you may find you want to do something completely different. And also you will open and expand and find these opportunities, like we were just saying, that you would never have even considered in, you know, in your corporate job. And instead of having to work and work and work all year long, you can work for a small period of time, and that money, because you're spending differently and living differently, will just last you so much longer than you'll expect. I think we're both having that experience. So that's wonderful. So thank you. Thank you for that.
Yeah, and I also think, you know, now when I know I might not have that possibility with that work anymore in Tanzania, I'm on the way of discovering what can I do with my traveling. What can be an outcome that I can maybe, you know, people can do so many things. They can write blogs. They can do this, and you can do that. Or I do photographs. Could sell pictures and so, but nothing has come up yet. But I think also what I would like to do, I would like to inspire other women specifically to go traveling and to do these things, and maybe go out specifically for me, go out into the wilderness and come to Africa and do this kind of journey. And I think you can earn money with it, like a personal companion for somebody who doesn't want to travel.
But yes.
I started it already, just thinking about it. But at the moment, I'm just doing my personal travelings, and I just like, I'm still collecting myself. And I always say, okay, you still have got time. In 5 years' time, you can still do that. In 3 years' time, you can still do that. And
yes.
I'm sure something will come up. I trust in it. I trust in it.
Let me ask you, because you're a fellow solo traveler, I think, at the moment, and you strike me as someone that just very easily meets people and is very social. So can you say something for women that are actually worried about solo traveling? What's the experience been like for you, and how have you made friends and found community while you're traveling?
Now, I think, you know, the thing what I'm doing, traveling with a car through Africa, is something special. There are a few women on their own who are also doing it. That's right. But what advice can I give? You know, the advice what you can give for people who want to do it, the worst or the most difficult thing is to get started, to really do it, get started.
Yeah.
Set your day, buy a ticket, go somewhere, do something what you like. I think it starts with reducing your commitments. It starts with not having this insurance and that insurance and that insurance, not having a loan, what you have to pay back. You keep your costs to zero. The only cost I have now since I'm older is a health insurance. Yeah, you keep your costs as low as possible, and when your costs are and your commitments are as low as possible, then you just go, and then you see what is happening, whatever you want to do and whatever kind of way you want to travel, to get going, to do it, buy a ticket, go, and then see what comes up.
Yeah.
It's my advice, I cannot.
Yeah, but
as a woman experience through.
But I'm curious about, since you've gone and done it and been at this a while, how are you now that you're traveling by yourself? Because a lot of people, whether they travel in a van, whether they travel in youth hostels or hotels, whatever they do, are solo traveling. And one of the big questions or concerns is, how am I going to meet people? How will I make new friends? How will I not feel alone all the time? So what's your experience been with that, and how have you managed?
If you want to go travel alone, you must also be happy being in remote areas where I maybe not meet people for a week or so. Yeah. But on the other hand, when you're alone, it's much easier to meet other people, because people don't have that difficulty to going towards a person who is alone than to a couple, because a couple is already a group. It's easier for you to make contact, because you might ask for something, for the car or whatsoever. It's easier to for you alone to talk to people, but it's also easier for the people to talk to you. I get a lot of attention because I'm traveling with a bloody old car. And sometimes it's even too much attention, because my car attracts a lot of people and a lot of questions, and how are you doing, and or are you really on your own, and how is your car doing, and all this kind of stuff. And for me, this sometimes is even too much. So sometimes I really need to be left in peace. Yeah.
Yes.
I think, okay, guys, I'm not, I just also want to be on my own, and I want to enjoy the nature, and I don't want to go through questions I've heard already 1,000 times, you know?
Yes. So that's great. So I love what you said about, I think that's true, that when you're on your own, the one thing we forget is that you're a lot easier to talk to. And there are, I find that too, as I'm traveling, there are a lot of people that are lovely and that are, some of them actually are maybe not lovely, but the ones that are lovely really genuinely are, concerned for your well-being and want to come over and talk to you. Are you by yourself? Come join us. I've had so many people invite me to join them at the table, to join them on an excursion. So I just think that part of travel is lovely. And you're right that if you were traveling with someone, you might miss out on that, because you're maybe talking with your friend or your partner and not paying attention to all these wonderful people around you. So I love that.
Same with me, Heather. I'm also getting a lot of invitations. I meet so lovely people. I get so much help and encouragement. It is just unbelievable. And I've never experienced it when I in that way. I also got a lot of encouragement and so when I was with my partners, but in a way, when you're alone, it's much more. People are really helpful, are really coming to you. Do you need anything? This and this experience. I've never met so many or so much people that I meet now. Never, ever in my life.
That's great. When you started this journey, I mean, just thinking about kind of the journey as a whole so far, do you remember if you were looking for something in particular, a life change, a lesson, like why go out and do this travel full time?
For me, when I started alone, it was actually a big quest, because I've been with partners, like I'm traveling with a car, as I said, with a very old car, and my second husband was a car mechanic. And for me, the biggest challenge was the technique with the car, because I've never ever had to worry about a car.
Yeah.
And now I've got the whole ability for a really old car, And I've had everything. I've had my engine broken twice, and I've been stuck on the road, and I couldn't drive anymore. And that is actually my biggest challenge. And I'm kind of completing my traveling life at the moment, because as I said, I've been traveling Africa with my first partner for many, many years. And I've traveled Africa with my second partner for many, many years. And now it's my Africa. It completes me. It makes me complete. You know, it is something. I go and visit places where I have been with this partner, and where I've been with my first partner. I visit places where I've been with my second partner. And now I see it with different eyes. Yeah, it's mine now. It's my experience, my memories. I complete my memories and make them really my own memories. And that is such a great thing. I can even not explain it properly.
Yes.
No, that's, and that is my and I must say, Heather, I didn't go out with that question. I didn't start the traveling with that question. I was very fearful to do it everything with the car, and was very fearful. And then suddenly when I got used to it, and I managed this situation, and I handled the other situation, and then I handled this situation. Hey, it's a kind of a way to fulfill my own personality. So that was like a very, it was a thing which up during traveling, yeah, after only like a year or so, when I'm on the alone now on this journey, I'm since 2.5 years, and it was about a year until it developed in that thing that it says, no, this is my journey. I want to do my personal things. I want to have room to go there. And it was really, really a big, big, big fulfillment of my soul, of my personality. Yeah,
that's beautiful. What about, so basically I'm hearing, that's so neat how you said you made it your Africa and your journey, and how you've been lucky to have kind of three different journeys. Is there anything that stands out to you as a lesson that you learned about yourself, about life, throughout the journey so far, like a big one, a juicy one?
I learned it all in small pieces, but it also got like fortified through all the steps I've gone through. No matter, there is always a solution, and it will always go on. Yeah. And you will always find a solution. Yeah. That is a lesson. You will find solutions. You will find possibilities. It goes on. Whatever you love and whatever you do, when you do what you love, it goes on, because that is the big lesson, that there is always a way. To every difficulty or what you think in your stupid head might be a difficulty, yeah, it turns out into something good, or into a different way or a different thing. So I think it's always going on. Just imagine, you know, other people are going working every day, and I'm leading this life with not much money, and I don't have to go in the moon to the life.
I think what I heard you say, which was beautiful and profound, is that when you're doing something that you love, there's just always a way for you to keep doing that. That there is always a solution. That I think that's another thing I heard you say, that I feel also this travel experience, because we deal with so many things that are problems, that are, you know, kinks in the road, plans don't go as you think. I think we learn a certain degree of flexibility, and that not only that there is always a solution, but I think it's because we're willing to see solutions differently. I know before it's sort of like, this is the problem and there's one solution and I got to get this solution to work, otherwise forget it. And now it's like, this is the problem. Is it really a problem? Maybe not. Or this is the problem. There are actually three different ways that I can see getting around this problem, or I can deal with it tomorrow. You know, it's just a completely different way of looking at problems and solutions, I think, that comes about because of the journeys that we're on. So thank you for sharing that and allowing that to come out. So do you have a tip that you might offer to anyone listening that is thinking about, tossing it all in the wind and going and traveling on this adventure, about how they could make the journey easier or what they should think about? Any tip that you want to offer them?
Yeah, as I said already, the less commitments you have, the less costs you have, I think the better it is, because you are, if you don't have commitments, if you not have a financial backlog, yeah, what you have to earn or to handle, the better it is, and the more freedom you have.
Yeah,
and that's actually the tip is always to try to reduce as many commitments as possible, and then just do it.
Yeah,
that's the tip I can give. That, yeah.
Perfect. And before we close for this interview, any other comments or any information that you want to share with the listening audience?
Yeah, no, really, we've talked about everything. I'm happy that, as I said, I specifically, also one of my things is I specifically also want to inspire other women, as I think there are many women out there, they want it, but they don't dare to do it. And that's what I also want to do. I want to inspire, especially also all the women, to get out and get going and have their freedom and have their fulfillment. And I think I can do it, by the way, how I live, how I, I do. I'm very pictures I'm sharing, the stories I'm sharing. I think it's important, to be kind of, a role model is a big
yes.
word. I don't see myself a role model, but maybe I am a role model. But I want to have it in a good way, in an environmental way.
Yes.
When other people see, oh, it can be done, she made it, then they... it's for easier for them.
Yeah. Lily, is there, if someone listening wants to reach out to you and has found you really inspiring, wants to talk to you or learn more about you, what is the best way for them to contact you?
Yeah, you've got my details. I'm very active on Instagram. I post a picture every day. I try to to make a kind of a travelogue, a travel diary, where I am and what I see during my journey. So this I do on Instagram. I share it on Facebook. Otherwise, I'm very active on Facebook as well. Facebook is for me a little bit more private. Instagram is, because it's a different structure. But on Facebook, I also post then more private messages. I do have a website, but unfortunately my website is old.
Great. So I will put those that information below so people can see that. And Lily, thank you so much for joining me today, for sharing your stories and your insights. It's been really fun. If anyone out there listening would like to be a guest on a future show, I would love to have you. Please go ahead and fill out an interview questionnaire at www.interviewquestionnaire.com, and I will get your survey responses. When I do, I will get in touch with you, and if you're a fit, I will set up a time to talk to you. And for other people, if you have a question that you would like me to ask a future guest, or I'd love your feedback, what do you think about the show? Please email me at heather@heathermarkell.com. Until the next episode, thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye.